The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:05 p.m. It'll be Stuart Beasley, Sean Quinn and Darren Owen in the studio, so tune in for all of that. Plenty to look forward to. We have Lingfield and Wolverhampton on the all-weather and jumps racing from Plumpton as well. So three meetings for us to look at. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by jockey Richie McGrath. How are you, Richie?
Yeah, I'm good form, thanks very much. I'm looking forward to the racing ahead and the racing tomorrow as well. Good racing from Plumpton.
Yeah, we'll get the thoughts of Richie on some of the racing at Plumpton in just a few moments. But before we do, let's have a little bit of a chat about some of the news stories and some of the results we've seen over the last couple of days. And we'll start with the front page stories as we record this on Sunday morning. That Big Bucks is not going to be ridden by Paul Nicholls stable jockey Daryl Jacob, but Sam Twiston Davis will take the ride instead.
Yeah, maybe a bit of a surprise, but I'm sure Daryl Jacob is man enough to, you know, he's a very, very good rider, and he's got excellent horses to ride, and he's got a massive future ahead of him, and hopefully, you know, he won't get too down about this, and you know, he's staying loyal to Celestial Halo. And he's going to ride him in the World Hurl, and he wouldn't be without a chance. And, you know, it's a few months away yet, so he just got to take it on the chin, get on with it, and see what tomorrow brings, you know.
Yeah, he's remaining quite upbeat about it, isn't he? Saying he's still got plenty of good horses to ride. But
he's got one of the best jobs, and he has the best job in the country, if you like, between himself and Nicky Henderson and John O'Neill. You'd love any of them jobs.
You would, wouldn't it? Wouldn't be too bad. Yeah. Have you ever been in a similar situation where you've not ridden horses that you wanted to ride?
Yeah, it happens to me every day of the week. You get used to it. But no, it's at this level, no, I haven't. I haven't ever, but to be on a, you know, hoping to get onto Big Bucks, and it'd be a disappointment. But listen, as I said earlier, he's man enough to get over it and get on with it. He's got a fantastic future ahead of him, and best of luck to him.
Yeah, on the flip side as well, big ride for Sam Twiston Davis, who's starting to do well for Paul Nicholls.
Yeah, he's rode 12 horses this year for him. He's won him 5 of them. He's got a strike rate of 42%. He's rode Tidal Bay in the past for him. And he's a jockey, you know, he's a young jockey, going places fairly fast. And, you know, it's an excellent opportunity for him. And if Big Bucks turns up at Cheltenham in March, well, he'd be the horse everybody would want to be on. So Sam Twiston Davis, I'm sure, could not be happier. A lovely fella, Sam. I'm really polite, really down to earth. And, you know, fair play to him. He rides really well. And he's been taught really well by, I'd say, Carlo Whelan from the yard as well over the years. He's watched Carlo Whelan riding. And I'm sure Carlo Whelan is assistant trainer to his dad. And I'm sure he steers him in the right direction when it comes to race riding and just how to conduct himself. And he couldn't have better than Carlo Whelan to keep you right, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about some of the results as well over the last few days. Saturday's racing was a good Saturday, back with a bang after a quiet weekend the weekend before. We had good racing at Kempton and Warwick. We'll start with the results from Warwick. The Classic Chase, their big race, went the way of Shotgun Paddy.
Yeah, Shotgun Paddy, he went and he done the job really, really well. I think he's won by about 6 lengths. He beat Carruthers, who was off a layoff. He was 301 days since he last run. He run with his heart in his sleeve. He run an excellent race. Fair play to Mark Briscoe, brought this horse back and had him in really good form. But Shotgun Paddy, Emma Lavelle, he'd a man in form of Leighton Aspel on board. Leighton Aspel, I've never seen him riding as well. He's a very good jockey and he's very strong, and when he gets the opportunities, be it for Oliver Sherwood, Leighton, Emma Lavelle, Leighton is up to the job to do it. He rides plenty for Oliver Sherwood, and there's plenty of good trainers want to use him because he's very, very strong.
Yeah, and the second, he was strong in the finish there. He had to overcome Carruthers, who ran an absolute blinder coming back from a 300-odd-day absence.
Yeah, and it was a very good run by Carruthers. And, you know, as I said, Mark Bradstock, he's done an excellent job to get this horse that fit and well in himself. And, you know, he's an 11-year-old and he's plenty of life in the old dog yet.
Yes, there appears to be. So the 3 o'clock was another big race at Warwick as well. That was what used to be the Leamington Novice Hurdle of Grade 2. Deputy Dan, an easy winner in the end.
Yeah, an easy winner late in Aspel again that we just touched on, riding really well. Oliver Sherwood, horses are running particularly well. And this won the Novice Hurdle, the Grade 2 Class 1 Novice Hurdle, and he won it really well. And Deputy Dan would be a horse, you know, you'd be looking forward to riding him all year. He's a 6-year-old novice that you'd be delighted to get your leg across.
Yeah. Over at Kempton then, some big races there. The Grade 1 contest on Saturday was the Tolworth, moved from Sandown, of course, because of the bad weather. Royal Boy coming out on top. It was Nicky Henderson 1-2 with Jossie's Hill in second. Barry Geraghty got on the wrong one by the looks of things, but a great battle between them down the home straight. Geraghty and McCoy in full flow. It was a great sight.
Yeah, it's a replay, so I'm going to have to watch back later on. I've seen this race live just the once. And Barry Geraghty, you know, he got the wrong one, but Nicky Henderson's horses are flying, and it's a hard job, I'm sure, to get it right all the time. But when Nicky Henderson would be quite happy to his Tony McCoy to fill the boots of everyone Barry Geraghty picked, didn't pick, if you like. But so yeah, it was a great race. Royal Boy was a deserved winner, and I'm sure the two horses any trainer would like to have in their yard.
Yep. The WilliamHill.com chase was another good race at Kempton. That was a listed race. And good to see Captain Chris back to winning ways.
Yeah, back to winning ways. This gelding by King's Theatre. He jumped well throughout. Richard Johnson was good and positive on him. And he soon came clear. And he won the race and he won it quite well. And, you know, he stayed on strongly in the closing stages. But he's at Captain Chris, a proper chaser. He's 10-year-old. He's been around the block a bit. But he's plenty, you know, he couldn't. Plenty of good races left up his sleeve for Philip Hobbs in the future, and it was a good race for William Hill to sponsor, and it proved a nice winner for Captain Chris.
Another race sponsored by us, the William Hill Lanzarote Hurdle, that was at 2:40, a big listed race over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and Sophia de Roux's upward curve continuing. He won easily at Sandown and won just as nicely at Kempton as well.
Yeah, he was really impressive at Sandown, and he won readily here, and you can ask for no more. The Lanzarote Hurl, which they re-planned for that day, it worked really well, and it was a competitive renewal, and he take nothing away from the winner. He done the job really well, and fair play to Harry Durham and the Paul Nicholls team.
One more to mention from those as well.
The highlight of the day, you mean?
No, we'll get to that in a minute.
Right. Okay, sorry.
The one at Warwick we didn't mention, yes, that you said caught your eye, Corin Wood.
Corin Wood, Jason McGuire rode for Donald McCain. Donald McCain's done an excellent job with this horse. He must have schooled him really well. The team from home had the horse in great form. He made all the run under a very positive Jason McGuire, who's very aggressive at his fences. He knew this horse, a novice, would respond to him. Jason is riding fantastic at the minute, and Donald McCain's horses are back in top form to jump out, make all. Black Thunder kept these girths maybe two down, and then again at the last, but Corin Wood took a length or two out of him at the air. And he's a horse who won at Market Raising with Henry Brook on. He's gone to Catrick with Jason on, and he's won, and he's won again at Warwick. And he's an exciting horse for the future. Lovely grey horse. Love the way he jumps. A little bit to his right at times, but just how he attacked his fences and he got from A to B, he was very, very good. And Corin Wood is a horse that you'd keep a close eye on in the near future.
Yeah, very good novice. Could go on to bigger and better things. Of course, we must mention the biggest winner of the day.
Yeah,
Highlight of the day. Weatherby, you were successful on board MC Craig in the 250, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Philip Kirby's he fell last time out at Wetherby at the second last flight of hurdles. He jumped the hurdle fine and tripped on landing, and it's one of them things. But Philip Kirby's done a brilliant job getting this horse back. I think it was 18 days later he'd been back in top form, and you know the team at home had done a great job as well, and he done it really well. He won by a short head, and he's tough and genuine away, and it was a nice winner for myself and for the team, you know, at home. So Philip Kirby team seems to be where they left off last year. They're back in the winning ways, and long may it continue.
Yes, coming out on top by a head in a driving battle. So have a look at the 250 at Wetherby if you want to see a great jockey performance.
Yeah. The highlight of the day.
Highlight of the day. let's move on to Monday's racing then. We must move on. The jumping comes from Plumpton on Monday, and Richie's picked out three races, the first of which is the 1 o'clock. It's a novice's hurdle over 2 miles, and Oolan Butte is likely to be popular with a lot of punters, probably going to go off favourite.
Yeah, I'd say he will go off favourite. The yard is in form, the jockey's in form, and he was a beaten favourite last time, but run well. He won at Suttle, and when he won that, he won very well. The trainer has 7 winners in the last 14 days, is Venetia Williams, so she's red hot. And he should run a big race. Venetia Williams' horse, take him on at your peril at the minute, because with a strike rate like that, it's fantastic for the whole, you know, the form of the yard. When the yard's in so much form, he can follow them with confidence. Mm-hmm. The one that I think probably will win, it'll be between these two, is Minority Interest. Jockey Tom Cannon is amongst the winners. He's having a good run of it. He ran well at the track last time at a big price, and won off a mark of 58 on the flat over 10 furlongs. So should stay. Has track form, and a bit of a surprise. I think it was 33-1 when it was second last time. But after 28 days off, I'm just refreshing them up. This 5-year-old Majority Interest should take all the beating, I think.
Okay, Minority Interest then for Richie in the 1 o'clock. The 2 o'clock is the next race we're going to look at. This is a class 5 handicap chase over 3.25 miles. So staying will be the name of the game here. Who's caught your eye for this one?
Yeah, I've gone with Tarabella. This horse by Cave Tara, won underground. He's run well at the track in the past. He's higher mark over hurdles. He looks just a true stare, and he looks tough as boots, and that's what you'd be needing in this race. And I think at an 11-year-old, I know he's race hardened, he's experienced on his side, even though he's plenty of weight in his back. He's young Brendan Powell on his back, so he'll be plenty of good assistance from the saddle, and I think he'll run a big race. Beware Chalkbit will be another one further down the weights that could run a big race too. He's got 11.5 on his back, and Mr. Mark Grant rides him, so he knows the horse from the past. He won at the track off a pound higher mark in the past, and Mark Grant, as a touch on, knows him well. So it'll be a trappy run race. It'll be hard over that trip, but whoever turns up in great form on the day obviously will take a lot of beating, but I think it could be between them two.
Okay. Tarabella ended last season in good form, racking up a double over 3 miles, one of them on heavy ground as well. That was at Taunton. Only 19 furlongs on reappearance, so we'll come on for that run, and the step up and trip should suit then.
Exactly. I think he's been aimed at this, and as you touched on, he's had a nice run, you know, to get him hard fit for the day, and he's got plenty of experience, and I think Tarabella will run a big race.
Okay. The final race we're going to look at is the 4 o'clock. This is a class 5 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Plenty of them in the lineup for this one, 14 of them at the time of recording, to go to the start, and you've got an each way fancy in this one.
Yeah, I think Fiddler will have a big chance in this race. The ground will be no problem to him. Won off a higher mark in the past. He's won off 98 in the past. He's £3 lower today. He's good run last time behind Boomtown and Huntington. So I think he's a very good each way bet. As long as he's an each way bet, which I'm sure he will be with William Hill, because they always give you good value, I think William Hill would be the people to be on with. And each way price in a trappy race now. It just, you know, I wouldn't like to narrow it down, but I think if I had to have a bet with William Hill, I'd go with him each way.
Okay, Fiddler each way then. Bolek's probably going to be the one to take out most of the market.
Yeah, probably going to be the one to
chasing put it, the hat-trick,
yeah, chasing the hat-trick. He's got a lot of weight on this ground, you know, but he's there with every chance. But in a tough race like this, I think 12.5, I know he's got £7 extra and might go up a little bit more for it, but I think this Susie Smith has done a great job with this 10-year-old. But I don't know, is it in such a competitive race, is it just beyond him? I'd be looking for a bit of each way of value, and that's where I've gone.
Okay, Fiddler then for Richie in the lucky last at Plumpton. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Ula Butte in the first race was my each, would be between him and Majority Interest. Minority Interest would be my fancy, but I think that should go on to win. Tarabella, I think, will win the 2 o'clock. And then the last, Filarola, would be my each race selection.
Okay, fantastic. Good work, Richie. Thank you very much and enjoy it on Monday.
Yep, looking forward to watching it at home.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.